Hello and welcome to Road to the Draft at the 2018 NFL Combine presented by Southeast Michigan Ford Dealers. I'm Tori Petrie here at the Indiana Convention Center where all of the media action is happening this week. Things are winding down here at the Combine with just about a day and a half left of workouts. Today should be an interesting day for the Lions though because it's all about the defensive line and linebackers. Bob Quinn said after the season he felt like he could have done a better job building the defense and he'll have another go at it this offseason. With Ziggy Ansah on the franchise tag, we know he's in place for 2018, but what about long term? We don't know whether Haloti Ngata will be back this year. So it seems the defensive line could be in focus for the Lions this year. A few of the draft's defensive linemen are familiar with the Lions' new coaching staff. They weighed in on defensive coordinator Paul Pasqualoni and defensive line coach Bo Davis, as well as talked about what they feel like they bring to the NFL level. Take a look.
That man is such a great coach, it's ridiculous. Like, he pays so much close attention to the small details every single day, and as the days add up, they're going to be able to see the progress in their defense, and I think they're going to be a great defense. He plays so much of a role in my development as a player. It's crazy, and not just on the field, in the classroom. Like he turned me into a student of the game. I learned so much with him and just being in the meeting room and learning, like, the art of football and, like, at my position. And it just, like, changed my whole mindset, my whole approach to the game and what I need to do to carry myself as a professional and the amount of work that it takes to actually come into the game on game day knowing that you're about to dominate your opponent because the preparation you put in throughout the week was just so critical.
Bo made me a better player. You know, he believed in me and, you know, working with him, he helped refine my technique, which, you know, I'm still pretty raw, but, you know, I was a little raw before. I think I'm real violent. You know, I think that's a real attribute that I have.
I tell them the real. I tell them that was my biggest adversity. I went through it and I passed that and I'm looking forward. I'm coachable. I'm a people's person. A loving, caring guy. I got a good smile. You know. They respond in a good way. I surprise a lot of them because a lot of them don't know what happened. And I tell them what happened and tell them what I played a part in. And, yeah, they surprised when they blown away after the interview.
Why did you win?
No comment.
Haloti Ngata, when he played for the Ravens, you know, he was outstanding down there. You know, obviously when he made that transition to Detroit, he did great over there. You know, he continued to shine. So over at Washington, you know, you can put on the film. You know, we played all across the line. You know, it wasn't one specific position that we were assigned to. You know, if it was a D-line job or a D-line position, you know, we were playing it. As a D-lineman, you just had to, you know, put your hand in the dirt and just go out there and chase the quarterback around. You could tell John Ross and Adidas I'm coming for the island.
I love that little comment from Vita Vea there about John Ross and the 40, obviously a reference to John Ross breaking the 40 record here at the Combine last year. I'm joined right now by Tim Twentyman from DetroitLions.com to kind of break down this defensive line class. A lot of people saying maybe the Lions go with a defensive end, maybe even a defensive tackle in the first round. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I can certainly see that. That comment that he made, John Ross is safe.
Vita went I think he's safe.
He went 5'1" in the 40 this morning. So
close.
He's but that's 347-pound man, so it's a little bit different. But, yeah, you know, you mentioned it off the top with Ziggy Ansah. You don't know his long-term future. Haloti Ngata is a free agent. Those are two huge pieces to this defensive line. And even a guy like Haloti, if he's signed, he's 34 years old. So I think you got to start thinking long-term, you know, for next to a guy like Ashawn Robinson, who you're trying to build around, too, in the interior there. So, you know, Vita Vea is a guy that I really love, you know, at number 20, if he's there. 347 pounds. He reminds me of Haloti when Haloti was coming out. You know, he's a big guy. He can play nose tackle if you're running a 3-4, but he's athletic enough and shifty enough to shift over and do the 3 technique in a 4-3 if you need to. And that's the kind of versatility. Look, when Matt Patricia's talking about being multiple and wanting to do a lot of different things, well, you need guys that can do a lot of different things. And when you look at the interior, Vita Vea is one of those guys to me.
Certainly. And he talked about Haloti Ngata in his session. You guys heard that soundbite. Guy he looks up to in the league. Now, let's get to some of these other guys. Todd McShay, we watched that interview on our live stream a couple of days ago. He mentioned Arden Key maybe falling to the second round if the Lions maybe go with a running back on day one, go address the defensive line on day two. But he's a guy who has had a little bit of off-the-field issues, and that might be an issue for the
Lions. Teams will have to do their homework on him. You know, he obviously left, you know, their program there for 4 months, had shoulder surgery, and then returned and had a good year. But I think the inconsistencies there and some of the off-the-field issues, you know, these teams do their homework on that kind of stuff, and they'll have a good idea on Arden Key. But just in terms of his talent, he certainly fits. He's long. He's athletic. He's got terrific bend, speed, so he can get around the edge. And, you know, he's a guy there that could possibly fit. Another guy who could do some different things. He can stand up from a two-point and rush standing up. He can also put his hand in the dirt. He did both. So an interesting one, but there's got to be some homework done on a guy like that.
Yeah, let's talk about those other two guys then, guys that are quite familiar with Lions' new coaching staff, Harold Landry and Marcus Davenport there. They've got some familiarity with Paul Pasqualoni and Bo Davis. What do you think of those two versatile guys?
I really like Davenport. I think if he's there at 20, I think you got to take a long, hard look at him. You know, he's 6'5", 264 pounds, and he ran a 4.59 40 this morning. That was moving.
Wow.
He was also second in that 10-yard split, and that's really where you look at in the not so much the 40-yard dash for defensive linemen, but that 10-yard split. How quick is their get-off? And he was very good in that aspect, too. Harold Landry was very good there, too. But, look, he's got size, speed. He reminds me a lot of Ziggy Ansah in terms that he's a raw prospect, but athletically, I mean, he ran faster here than Ziggy ran back in 2013. He's jumped higher. He's got more athletic traits, and Ziggy's one of the most athletic guys in the NFL.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's a prospect that's very, very interesting. When you talk about Harold Landry, 6'2", 250 pounds, he's a little bit small, but he put his hand in the dirt, and he was a 4.3, you know, edge down rusher in college. He also stood up a little bit. So, again, when we talk about being multiple and position versatility, there's a guy in Harold Landry that can, you know, put his hand in the dirt, run a 4.3, stand up in a 3.4, do a lot of different things. He led the nation with 16 and a half sacks in 2016. Again, like we talked about with Arden Key, terrific edge, first step, and being able to get low and get around, you know, tackles. He's terrific in that aspect, and so he's a guy that could certainly fit too. There's some guys that I like that could be there at number 20 that the Lions will certainly think about.
And he talked about Paul Pasqualoni with high praise.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He really
yeah.
likes him and talked about how he is just one of the greatest coaches, and he would love reuniting with him in Detroit. So definitely a name to keep an eye on there.
Well, there's some familiarity there too. You know, I think the Lions have an edge there in terms of they know exactly what they're getting
right.
in Harold Landry, how he fits into their defense because of Pasqualoni being on the staff.